And Minnie Pearl's word was, "I'm so glad to be here." She says that every time she comes on the radio. "I'm so glad to be here. And I'm so glad to be here tonight." My dad knew her dad. He was raised over around Bonacre, Tennessee. That's a real place now, Bonacre, Tennessee, you know. And he was raised over there, and he knew her dad. He didn't know her, except maybe from a distance. But Minnie Pearl, how did I get on Minnie Pearl? Boy, that's something, man. But I'm glad to be here. I love the Lord, and I just appreciate what God has done and what He's going to do. And it's good to see Brother McCoskey and Sister McCoskey. I'm going to read a couple of verses of Scripture that Brother Rutledge read this morning, but I'm going to attempt to go in another direction. You know, folks, we are living in perilous times. The world out there, it's getting worse. But just hang with Jesus. If I can put it that way, just stay with God and stay in the church and worship God and praise Him and love Him a little bit more.
Amen.
And everything is going to be all right.
Amen.
Brother Rutledge said he felt good, and the first thing I thought about was goodness and mercy.
Yeah.
Goodness and mercy was following right along. And that's the way God is. I'm going to read from the third chapter, 2 Timothy. "This know also that in the last times," and I believe he read this very verse this morning, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Traitors, heavy, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God."
Amen.
And I want to talk to you about the lovers of God.
All right.
Just the lovers of God.
Good.
You know, Brother Hankins, the other night in the meeting we had in the back, gave a great testimony. He said that he was ready to go.
Glory.
But the only thing that he would miss is this church and the fellowship that he has with this church. And he said, "You people, why can a man stand and say that? Why? Because he's a lover of God."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He loves God. And I feel the same way. I think I'm ready to go if the Lord should call. But you know, and a lot of times we say that we don't want to get on the boat right now. But I enjoy my religion.
Well, good.
I do. I enjoy the church. I enjoy the fellowship that I have with this church, and not only with this church, but with God. In the last days, in 2 Timothy, it said that men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Let's define the term lovers of God, since it should describe Christians in these last days. Matthew 22:37 says, "To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." Hallelujah. Love Him. With everything that you got, love God.
Amen.
I remember seeking the Holy Ghost, and I believe when I began to love God with all my strength, all my mind, with all everything that I had, that's when God began to really bless me. I just gave it all to Him, and when I did, God came up on the scene.
Hallelujah.
Too often we're like. Like the young man whose girlfriend angrily confronted him and and said to him, said, you say you love me from the bottom of your heart. Yet I've heard that you have been dating another girl. Well, I do love you from the bottom of my heart, he replied, but the other two girls have the top part.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when we say God, or we say that we love you, Lord, do we really mean it from the bottom of our heart? You know, it's easy to say when Brother Bernard or someone says, well, let's praise the Lord. It's easy to say, well, praise the Lord, and we should. But where does it all come from? Hallelujah. We should dig deep way down in the bottoms of our soul and let God really know that we want to praise Him, that we really love Him. Hallelujah. We go through the motions sometimes, and I guess I do too, but I just want God to know tonight that, Lord, I love you. I praise you. I thank God for every drop of blood that you shed on Calvary for me. Lord, I love you. I want to be, Brother Ronnie, a lover of God. Hallelujah. First and foremost. I don't know where I told you this or not, but I used to work in Illinois, and I worked for General Motors, and they have meetings, you know, every company. I've got to have a meeting of some kind. But this, the plant manager, his name was Stormson. They called him Stormson, you know, and he could get rough. But we had a meeting one time, and the first meeting that I sat in on from this man, and I have thought about this a long time. He came into that meeting with a whole group of people, and he stood up. I said, well, here it comes. You know, and thought he's really going to get blasted out. But that man stood up and said, folks, he said, I'm the plant manager here. He went through a few words, but he said, I want you to know something. He said, God is first in my life. My family is second in my life. Hallelujah. And this job is third in my life. And he was the plant manager, and I appreciated that tonight. I began to realize later on that this man must have been a lover of God. Hallelujah. And I believe we're in amongst the people tonight that loves God. I think there's folks here tonight that really love and appreciate God. I don't know really how to go about getting this out. I wrote down some notes and I don't know, but we'll try to get through this. 2 Timothy 3:4 did not say that we could not love any pleasures of this world, but we are to love God more. We are to love Him more. There's nothing wrong with hunting and fishing. There's nothing wrong with... But we should love God more. Isn't that right, Brother David? We should always have God the forefront and the foremost in our lives. The psalmist wrote, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. There are a lot of things some of us used to do before we became lovers of God. I used to play ball. When I came into the church, Brother Rubbins knows this. We had a softball team, and we played softball every Wednesday. And you know, I don't understand why schools have to give homework on Wednesday to kids that go to church. I don't understand that. It looked to me like they could skip one day. But a lot of kids, they just sit the belt behind your eyes. But, you know, they put a lot of stuff. Christy comes home with all kind of lessons on Wednesday, but she's got time to get them, I guess. But anyway, I was playing softball when I came into the church. And I began to taste the goodness of the Lord. And I began to see my need of the Lord. And I became a lover of God more than I did the softball game. It wasn't too long that I laid that by. Why? Because I wanted to serve God and be what God had me to be. So loving Him has got to be my first priority. I don't know about you, but I've got to love God. I've got to have Him in here. I've got to be able to call upon Him, as Brother McCoskey said, riding down through the Wabasee for scattered. Somewhere along the line or somewhere during that day, I have got to get a hold of God. I've got to touch Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right. If we are lovers of God, then the love of others and of material things will not take preeminence in our lives. This is illustrated in a story that I read one time. A driver of a BMW who was standing at the scene of a terrible accident moaning,
My BMW, my BMW. Yeah. pulling that thing all to pieces, and he's standing there hollering, my BMW, my BMW.
Yeah.
And this man walked up to him and said, hey, man, what are you crying about? Your arm is severed. He looked at his old stump and said, my Rolex, my Rolex. That's all anybody ever thinks about God. Hallelujah. They don't love God. They say they do, but somewhere they just don't love God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. That's a silly story. But what if it profits a man if he should gain the whole world but lost his soul? I have been in contact the last week or so with a family that lost, this man lost his mother-in-law, but they did not have a church. Did not go to church, and I'm not on the judgment seat tonight, folks, but somewhere along the line, we gotta get a hold of God. We gotta let God know that we love Him and we appreciate Him. Many put more value on temporal things of this life above the spiritual things. I don't know. Maybe this will wake them up. I don't know. But it's a sad situation when they can't even have a funeral. And I'm not judging them. I felt sorry for them. Here's a lady went out into eternity, and I don't know how she was with God. But I believe if we are lovers of God, we'll forsake not assembling ourselves together and worshiping and praising Him. Paul right into the church at Corinth, he said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. We must not fall in the category of Jesus described, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Hallelujah. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds.
Right.
Hallelujah. I work in the world, and some of you do too, and it's sin out there, but I'm thankful tonight that grace much more abounds.
Sure.
Why? Because I love God. I can walk through the depot. I can walk through the grocery store. And I can walk anywhere and hear people blaspheming and talking about my God, but I can still raise my hand and say, God, I love you regardless of what the world thinks. I'm going to serve you. Jesus knows where we stand. He said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. No matter how hard we try to hide it, God knows. A man stopped by a highway patrolman early one day, and he began to fumble with his seat belt before the patrolman got there. And this patrolman asked him, said, do you always wear your seat belt? And he said, yes, sir, I always wear it. The patrolman asked, says, do you always thread it through the steering wheel? Man, beware, your sins will find you out. But we need to love God. Hallelujah. How can we love Him more? Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my commandments. Jesus asked Peter in John 21:17, if he loved him. And when Peter said he did, Jesus told him to go and feed his sheep. We show that we love God when we love others. We all like to reminisce. In Philippians 1:3, and I mentioned this last night, the Apostle Paul showed a great love, not only for God, but for the church. For he wrote, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy. Philippians 1:3-4. In verse 7, when I found out that Paul was in bonds, he was in prison, and here he was sitting in an old dark cell somewhere that does not say where he was at. But here Paul sitting in there, and he was thinking about the church. And
yeah.
He was thinking about what kind of services perhaps they was having in the church at Philippi. He was thinking probably about what was going on, who was leading the singing, and who was going to preach. I don't know, but I'm just thinking that's what he was doing. I don't think he was thinking about the time that he was at the stoning of Stephen. I don't believe he was thinking about those things, but I think he was looking on to what was going on in the church. And Paul sat there, and he began to think, and he began to reminisce about those things. Then he wrote down, I love God with all my heart and with all my soul. how he wrote, "I thank my God every day for being in remembrance of you." And I read that and I began to think, and I said last night, I began to think about those that's gone on and how we sometimes reminisce and we think about what happened to them. And I mentioned Brother Greenway, didn't know him very well, but he was a big man, a large man, set up close to the front. But he died in the faith. Hallelujah. And then there was Sister Rooks. I said, she shouted all over the back of the church, "I believe died in the faith." There was Brother Slater. I went fishing with him just a short time before he left this world. He died in the faith. Hallelujah. There was Sister McCoskey laying in a hospital for months and months. I didn't know she was in the world, but died in the faith. Hallelujah. Paul said, "I always have you in remembrance." Let's don't forget those that's gone on before us. Let's don't forget those that are among us. Let's don't forget what God has done for us. Hallelujah. And let God have his way in our hearts. And we will if we are lovers of God more than lovers of pleasure. Hallelujah. I don't believe Paul was thinking of himself. But one of the best ways to increase your love for the Lord is to remind yourself how much He loved you. Hallelujah. I love Him because the Word of God said He first loved me. Remember what He did at Calvary. Remember what He did for just me. Hallelujah. Those drops of blood were just for me. Those stripes that He bore was just for me. Those prison dark days was just for me. Hallelujah. Those spinning in His face, that was just for me. Hallelujah. Why can't I love a God like that? Why can't I praise a God like that? Why can't I love Him with all my heart and all my soul and all my strength? Hallelujah. As lovers of God, we have many promises. But as it is written, "Eye have not seen or ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. There's crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Folks, I'm looking for the soon coming of the Lord. I'm not really looking for streets of gold or the walls of jasper. I'm not looking for a crown to be set on my head if that's what it is. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking to stand before. I don't believe I can stand before the Lord. I believe I'll fall on my face. Hallelujah. Begin to praise. Begin to worship and begin to honor my God. Why? Because I love Him. Why? Because He died for me. Hallelujah. The lovers of God. Lovers of God. Hallelujah. I believe we got folks here tonight that love God. I believe we got folks here tonight that want to love God. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight. If you, anybody here, would like to love God and praise Him, worship Him. Hallelujah. These altars are open tonight. Hallelujah. Come and let's worship God together. Some of you that don't want to praise Him tonight, that need to re-infilling of the Holy Ghost. You want to rededicate. Listen, I told the Sunday school class some time ago, I'm not ashamed when I go to the altar. Hallelujah. There's either a need for me or there's a need for somebody. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to go. I want to praise Him and love Him. If anybody here tonight would like to praise Him and worship Him, feel free to come and let's give God the glory and give Him the praise. Hallelujah. Be what God would have us to be. Be lovers of God. Hallelujah. Let God know how you where you stand and how you feel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.